thought on that and the Mishnah Tazayin through Yudzayin we're going to do right now. The Gemara, very quickly, on Yud Dalet Amud Beis through Tezvav Min Aleph, about Oso V'Yes B'no, also, in the parallel Gemara in Chulin, I think it's on the Pei Beis. In addition to that, the Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos, Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph and Beis, if you get a chance, also Gimel and Dalet, but especially Aleph and Beis. The Tosas Rid in Kedusha and Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, Dibur Masla Ma'ud Seima, and the Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Shkagos, Perek Vav, Halacha Beis, and the Surah Bia Aleph, Aleph. Also, the commenting on that Tosas Rid, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Tzadi Ches, look at his suggestion. And also, Rabbi Kivager's comment in his parish on the Mishnayot, plus Rabbi Kivager in Mishnah Krusos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud. Rabbi Kivager takes a position against the Tosas Rid. And then just to remember what we already saw about the status of Gufin vis-a-vis Shemos when it comes to Yediyah Zachet, that we did already. And of course, again, this part of which I hope to get today, the discussion of the Abni Nezer and his father, the exchange at the end of Kosh Mishpat. Okay, so we'll do that after today's topic. Now, today we'll do Shabbos's Kegufin, and then we'll just go back and get a wider picture of Gufin to wrap that up. Then we'll move on to the question of Shkagos, which I already gave you a look at, a little bit the Omer Mutter part, rooted in the Gemara here, some Chesed Beis, and then I'll give you the larger list, maybe tomorrow, on Munvaz, Rabbi Yochanan, and Resh Lakish, Shigas Lav, Shigas Karban, Shigas Karetz. Okay, and then after that, then they will do the just a quick sum up on the Yadalev, the Shabbos, Zavon Shabbos, the Mai, which we've touched on already in terms of the Tzaseh. Over Shabbos, I spoke a little bit about Chamer in that context, but a few other little issues that come up, Chatzi Shir, Tchumen a little bit itself, again, that Gemara, and then we'll be able to move on to the next topic after that. After we finish all of that, will be Mahalech Bamidbar, which will be Samach Tesson Beis, and that Ayin Nayin Aleph is not so much, because that we've, again, through the other things, we'll have done a good part of it. Okay. So let's start with Shabbosos Kegufo. We did yesterday as we finished off the Gemara in Samach Esav Beis, and we just noted that the two Psakim and the Halva Mino, the Gemara, are very challenging, as we said, and we suggested two ways to explain them. One is a suggested explanation of the Ritva and the Tosas Rid. We say, when you're Marva Yedios, you're Marva Shkagos. And the suggestion that I was making was that we're no longer looking at Shkagos as the motivation of the Aveiro. We're looking at Shkagos as the Tochen of Aveiro. In what was the Shkaga expressed? Which is still different than Ma'is Aveiros, quite different than Ma'is Aveiros. And therefore subject to certain limitations. The Tinuk Shenishba violates as many Ma'is Aveiros, but we wouldn't characterize some of what he does, even as an expression of Shkaga, and certainly not being motivated by multiple Shkagas. Anyways, that was one suggestion that was made. I think that would work well, that would fit into the, I don't know if that's what they meant, but it certainly would fit into the principle of the Tosas Rid and the Ritva, of Lafi Diosav Kach Mispar Shkagosav, in the sense that, again, I was basing it on certain reading of Kun Parish, meaning that maybe you always have the option of formulating the shkaga in terms of the action b'shogeg as opposed to the motivation of b'shogeg, unless it's just not reasonable to look at it that way because it's something more fundamental like Ketinik Shenishba or in some cases in Shokheach Ikar Shabbos, in which case you have to just look at it in a different way. Then, if you take that approach, then the idea that Shabbos is Kegufin B'chokin, as we were saying towards the end, the Marshal's Ha'ara and the Sugya, but maybe for different reasons, will work out, I think, nicely. Because again, we're talking about expressions, manifestations of the Shkaga, which come very close to being Ma'is Aveira, but they really aren't Ma'is Aveira. They allow us that added flexibility. And the point is that whenever there's a certain level of Yedios, Hagavra, so you should really consider every single Pu'ula Saveira almost a Shkaga. That would be the idea. The second possibility was to go back to our idea of halachic shkagos, that's different because what I'm suggesting now then is that motivating shkagos really may be the mechayev, not the token of shkagos, the motivation of shkaga. But it still has to be halachic motivated shkagos. And that's where the distinctions between Yodea Ikar Shabbos, Yodea V'Shachach, Eni Yodea Shehayom Hu Shabbos, and Yodea Shehu Shabbos V'Yodea HaMalachos really come into play. We might say that in some of the cases, it's not considered a halachic shkaga. The practical reasons why you sinned don't necessarily register halachically. The calendar mistake being particularly important in this context. And making a mistake in the calendar is not viewed as a halachic mistake. And therefore, the mistake has to be defined otherwise. Okay. In any case, if you say that, then I don't think there's any particular need to say Shabbos is kaguf from Bechlakid at all. Whatever you would say normally, you would say, you know, with respect to these issues, perhaps as well. In any case, the question of Shabbos is kagufin, as a parallel to Yomim Shebein Atayim Ham Yadiyah L'Chalek, and as whether it's influenced by the rest of the sugya, bring us to the sugya in Krisis. Yeah.
Just according to the first explanation, yeah, if you do two Maisim of the same Malacha on Shabbos.
Two Maisim of the same Malacha.
Like two, the same Malacha, right, on Shabbos.
I would say that, right, so that I would say is a repeat performance.
That
I wouldn't
should
call
be
that.
Two, no?
Why no, because that I would say is just what covers that is the idea that it is either a continuation or a repetition. Even on the Maisa Avera level, if it's Behel HaMakon, I would say it's a continuation or repetition. Right. I wouldn't say it's not an independent action.
Even though we're talking about
Masim Bishkaga or Pulos Shanasis Bishkaga, but they still have to be individual ones. And even as Maisa Avera, I think one could make the point there that it's it's a repetition or a continuation. I think a repetition and a continuation might be two different things, but it doesn't matter for our purposes at the moment. Either one will be fine.
Did you say that they stand as two potential machayim, but something's nesarif them in terms of the amount of korbanos you have to bring?
I wouldn't say that if you're talking about shigigas malachos, which is what you're asking me about. You're asking me doing zoreya twice in the same day at the Behel HaMakon. I would say the best way to go with that is to say that it's a repeat performance or a continuation performance. Individual performances might be broken up into different shkagos, if you have this idea of klum parish, if you explain it that way. But that doesn't mean that repeat or continuous performances were. That's the difference between shikas shabbos and let's say shabbos kagufin or things of that sort. Shabbos kagufin, it's hard to say it's continuous or repeat performance, simply because there's Yom Shabbat Atayim. Even though not only Yom Shabbat Atayim Machalik in the technical, but the idea. Right. Okay, so let's, having said that, so it's in parallel to Shabbos Kagufin, it becomes important. Either way, that's the Sugin Krisis that we didn't yet read. So let's look at that. let's look at that quickly and see where it takes us. Okay. Let's see. Yehuda, if you don't mind. Yeah, everybody should have it because I think you said it was going to do this today. So. Just go quickly and then just make a few haras in the sugya and then just talk about the three shitos and then speak about the Avodah Zarah a little bit.
Talking the Mishnah?
Yeah. Okay. So the point that the Gemara is going to make is, you know that?
Yeah, the question comes here.
Right. Because there's more than one component here. There seems to be a question of Avos and Toldos as well as a question of Shabbos HaSardei. Right, and we just don't know what the relationship is between the components, so we're not sure exactly what Rabbi Kiva is asking Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, go ahead. Right. So first of all, there are some Girsos issues here, Totsos harbe umisos harbe, totsos harbe v'chatos harbe. Right? Either way, it's interesting. What does totsos harbe umisos harbe or korbanos harbe have to do with anything? So, what might totsos refer to? It's not clear. The Mishnah is a very ambiguous term. Again, we don't know what totsos mean. So it's either nyanim harbe or avos and toldos. So maybe that is the nyanim harbe. Like other thing that we've encountered, if you want to take, a little bit more, if you want to ease up on the focus on each and every word, you could say that, this is a general discussion of the Mishnah, which is more kal and which is more chamur, Shabbos or Nida. Shabbos has, multiple dimensions and aspects. Nida is relatively straightforward. This has totsaos, and it has misos, and it has karbonos, and therefore, if we're talking about additional chatos, so the davar chamor is going to be more likely candidate than the davar kaf. Could be, and then whatever it means, and it really doesn't matter so much. Perhaps, but again, it certainly would be, ideally, it would be better if there was a correlation between the indicators that this is more chamor and the actual consequence of it being more chamor, which is that there should be more chatos. That would be better, obviously. So if totsaos refers to, if misos harbe and totsaos harbe are shgagos and misos, and it's just a general reference to chiluk chatos or chiluk misos on some level, so I think the equation is understandable. Not just as a kula nechumra, but more specifically, what we're talking about here is the ability to multiply the karbanos, and what we're saying is there's a history of that already in Shabbos. Chiluk chatos, even the mechala mos yumas, right? Misas harbe lechila lechad. So there's a direct connection between these things. Even then, of course, you might say, well, the circumstances there warranted, and the circumstances here don't warrant it, and fine. But at least as a first argument, it's very logical. On the other hand, if the reference is to totsaos harbe as toldos, So that I find to be very, very interesting, very intriguing. Whether our toldos have to do with how many shkogos there are, right? Yeah. So what would you say about that?
Could be the type of case where we have toldos, all that reflect on the event themselves.
Yeah. So I think correct. That's what I'm getting to, obviously. And then all one need really to do is go back to the discussion that we had about 3 or 4 days ago, which is in the sugya on when the Gemara said Klal Gadol Amru b'Shabbos, and then the first suggestion of the Gemara was that the reason that Shabbos is Gadol is because it has Avos and Toldos. Right, so at the time I spent a day trying to suggest that this is not only Chomer and Kal, this has Toldos and that has Shvius has Toldos and other things don't have Toldos, but rather that the fact that something has Toldos is indicative of a different approach to its Yisur Malacha. Right, the impact of intrinsic av with the momentum of its own, or the opposite view of focusing on the totsaos more even than on the action, but viewing the totsaos as unacceptable. Whatever the case may be, the fact that there are avos and toldos say something about the nature of this particular halacha. And if that's true, then is it coincidence that there's also chiluk chatos, or the common denominator, in other words, that produces one may also produce the other? It's not just a matter of kal and chamor. It may be that it's the kind of Yisur Malacha that can produce a tolda, the same kind of Yisur Malacha that is more easily going to be split up into different chatos, or different mechayvim, more to the point. So what totsaos means here, if it means toldos, certainly sounds that way. Also, what is emphasized? Is it the misos or the shkogos? The different yourselves in the if you look at the Shidduch Betzos here and so on, could very well be relevant to our topic. Okay, go ahead.
Amar Kilo, Amar Benida Seikha Shea Saros, Rumutaran Nida Vanidu Tarakalov, Marcus Rapis Ava Ella Saraha.
Yeah, so what do you make of that?
So also, I guess it's the same question, the fact that there's two Asaras by Nida, one on him and one on her. What's the relevance of that? They just give it to us.
Exactly. Again, from the Kula Chumra point of view, you could say, well, it shows it's a more chamor thing. Maybe. Is it really more chamor that there are two Azharos and Nida and that there's only one Azhar and Shabbos? I think it's highly questionable. Why? I said, if, from a Kula and Chumra point of view, that's all the Mishnah was trying to say. Well, there are Kulas on this side, there are Kulas Chumras on that side, there are Chumras on this side, there are Kulas on that side. It all, you know, it all equals out. I said, it's highly debatable whether or not the Azharos of the fact that there are two Azharos of Nida makes Nida more chamor than Shabbos. Why?
Azharos aren't on one person, they're on.
Yeah, exactly. So you could say, oh, it's an Aveira that affects two people. But, and in Shabbos, you know, it just happens to be an Aveira, Shabbino, Levenatzmo. Like, you know, the Gemara says later on, there's a Azhar on him, but there's no Azhar on Shabbos. I mean, you know, whatever that means. You know, as alive as Shabbos is to us, you know, the idea that Shabbos has an Azhar, of course, the Gemara is just saying that it doesn't exist. So the fact that there's no, when there are two people, and there's, if there was an Aveira involved in two people, which in which there was only one Azhara, and there was another Aveira involving two people, which were two Azharas, so it would be easy to say that one is Kal, the other is Chabor. But, you know, when it's not relevant at all, it's more difficult. But, probably what the Mishnah means is...
is in a situation where she has an Azhar also, that reflects upon my Azhara, or the nature of my Aveira when I...
And especially in this case, not only you could say, well, my Aveira is L'chud, and your Aveira is L'chud, but more to the point,
the victim plays more of a role when it comes to...
the victim plays more of a role, and therefore it's more likely that it's viewed as a different mice. Exactly. The idea of different Azharos, even if it's the same person, but the point is that each time, the triggers for both, it's hard to say it's a repeat performance, you know, for... to say something's a repeat performance when it's a one-sided, a unilateral kind of an Easter. So they say he's doing more of it, or it again. And when it involves two people, even if it involves the same people, of course, it involves different people, you know, which we'll get to if we're talking about really goofing, so then certainly you can't say it's the same thing. I mean, you can say you can't. You can always say, well, it's the same thing for me, it's not the same thing for her, or for the other partner. But it's reasonable to say that if there are two different partners and there are two Azharos, say there was one Azhar and two partners and it was only him anyway, so that just shows that the other party is just a hechatimtzi, nothing else. If there are two Azharos and two parties, then for sure it's easy to say different Pulos, maybe even different Mechayim. But even if there's one, even if it's the same two parties, but there are two Azharos, it makes more sense to say that. As I said, a unilateral action is more easily, can more easily be defined as a repeat performance or a continuous performance than when you're triggering a separate Issa for someone else again as well. So I think clearly the Gemara here, the Mishnah here, has in mind not Kula and Chumra, but something very concrete that accents the question of Chiluk Karbonos. And probably in light of that, we should assume that the Misos Harbe and Totsos Harbe do as well, along the lines that we suggested. Go ahead. Yeah. So of course, yeah, go ahead. Amar Tilo. We can see this one coming. Go ahead. Yeah. And again, so the point isn't so much, Yehuda, go ahead.
A technical point of whether it could be that the fact that Katniss has La'achar's man also is upon that might have varied even when she is not technically there is no.
Right. So my response yesterday to Eliyahu's question as well, you know, just because Katan and Katanim are not bar Chiyuva or Bar Azhara in that sense doesn't mean that they're not involved in a Maisa Aveira. Of course, this is a general issue about Katan and Ketanim, and you should probably be Mechalek in different areas of Halacha too. Maybe in Mitzvah and Isurim it's different. You know, to what extent this is really true. The Sugya of Sanhedrin is very suggestive. The Sugya of Takala of the Kalon, the Gemara there in Sanhedrin, Daf Nandalit, I think. Nandalit? Kiva? Yeah? Okay. So the Gemara there has, you know, seems to have this Shaka Vitaria as well. Whether, you know, it's Chas Rachmana, and it's an Onesh, Ptur Onesh when it comes to Katan Katana, or it's a Hashkof in the actual Maisa Veira. That's a general question by Katan and Katana. We'll have it again in Shivka Charufa, the Rambam and the Raivid. But, right. Either way, clearly logical to say that the Hava Mina was that it wasn't Chos Rachman al Onshin, but that it's not considered a Maisa Aveira at all. And then the question is, so you've been able to eliminate the factor of Azara, which has nothing to do with Chiluk Chatos, applies to Katan and Ketan as well. And then the Maskana of the Mishnah seems to be saying that even now there's a Maisa Aveira. That's what it means, that it will be Baal Echlal. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, so this already is very interesting also, because when it comes to different partners, live partners, human partners, I should say, so the idea of different mechaibim and different maisaveiras and pu'ulos, namely that the partner isn't just a echetimtzi and therefore a continuation or a repetition, makes perfect sense. And when it comes to behemos, right, it's more of a question. I mentioned Takala Vakala a second ago. Parallel perhaps to that as well. Not from the Kala point of view, the Kala point of view. But, so the equation between Shabbos and Behema is interesting. Okay. Continue.
It doesn't change the Isser.
I don't say for the Klal Aveira, I don't mean from Kedushas Yisrael, I would never go so far as that. But from this being a particular Maisa Aveira at the moment.
Even if it's not a Maisa Aveira for her, right, then it doesn't change the nature of the Isser for him necessarily.
No, but what we're suggesting is that if the double Azhara is significant in determining that this isn't a repeat or continued Aveira of his, it's a new one.
What do we say?
And that subtle point, I might say, it's new because it involves someone else. Something that I said before, a unilateral action is more easily perceived in terms of continuation or repetition than a reciprocal action. So what we're saying is that when it comes to katan and katana, the action is a unilateral one, not a reciprocal one. And yet, there's a chiyuv. That's what I'm saying.
So we're not saying that the fact that there is the existence from the man and the existence from the man is more on his issue. We're saying the fact that the both of them are
about the Maisa. I'm saying the fact that, according to that view in the mission anyway, I think you could say what you're saying.
You could say that just the fact that both exist tells us about the man's Isser and the woman's Isser.
Right.
Therefore, even if he had the Maisa or the Kana,
even if the Maisa, right. Yeah, you could say that also. Right. But in the Havamina of the Mishnah, I would say it this way, that what the Havamina was, that what splits the Chatos is the fact that this is not unilateral. It's a reciprocal, more complex Aveira. And therefore, Lu Yitzu, you can construct a case where the same Aveira is a unilateral one, and where the partner is just a hefetimtzi, not a partner in the actual crime itself. And that's what the Mishnah is striving for, and then the Mishnah says, no, that's incorrect. Now again, in light of what you're saying, which I think is correct, so you could say the Maskana, that way too. You could say, well, in terms of what it reflects about the Maisa Aveira, had she been a Gedola, then this would have been the case. So, or you could say what I just said, which is there is even a Maisa Aveira, it's just that there's no Onish. I think either answer would work for the Maskana, so it's a good point. But it's just the Havamina, I'm making a distinction between unilateral and reciprocal. Okay, so the connection to Behema, of course, is worth looking into. go ahead, read quickly. Of course, it's interesting here, we'll have to remember this when we get to Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. We already touched on it a couple of times. Right, is the debate between Rav Lazar and the Chachamim about Av and Tolda, the Halam Echad, is that really a machlokas about the relationship between Avs and Toldos? Or is it a question about the criterion of Chiluk Katos? Right? So just the language here, we have to look at it in different places, but Vladei Melachos Ika Avos Danyan, again, in terms of, if the Gemara is only interested in the consequence, the Indian Davar Zed, and there's nothing to say. But just linguistically, it sounds like the Gemara is saying that for Rabbi Lazar, there's a different relationship between Avos and Toldos and Av Chachamim. It's not just about Chiluk Katos, it really is about the relationship. And then, of course, spills over into the questions that we already touched on. What about Hasra? What about all sorts of other things? Shiurim, Tzira for the Shiurim, things of that sort. Okay, continue.
Amar Rava, Amri Meira, Parsed Baminei. Shabbat Gufim Damim Bilo, Baminei.
Yeah. So again, just the line of what I just said a minute ago, but here the opposite direction. So are these two things completely unrelated? Right? In other words, so now the Gemara is saying there are two questions that we're raising. One is a question about Shabbos Kegufin, and the other is a question about Vlade Melachos Kemelachos Damyan. So if, again, if we want to focus on the language, Vlade Melachos Kemelachos Damyan, like I just said, so they really are two completely different issues. They have nothing to do with each other at all. One is about the relationship of Avos Toldos and the role of the Mishkan and other such things. And the other is a question about Chiluk Chatos. Or maybe it's about the nature of different Shabbosos and Shmirachos Shabbos Harbe or Shmirachos Shabbos Shabbos. But either way, these two questions have no conceptual link at all. On the other hand, if we were to take the other perspective in Rav Elazar and the Chachamim, namely, it's not Vlade Toldos, Vlade Avos, Ka'avos, really. That's just the consequence. What we're really saying is that how different you have to be in order to justify Chiluk Chatos. It's really a din in Hilchos Shkagos more than anything else. If that were to have been the case, so then the connection between the two Svekos would be a closer one. And we were wondering about Chiluk Chatos when it comes to a shinui between an avod and tolda. We're also wondering about chiluk katos when it comes to shabbosos shomos. Okay, go ahead.
Take me by light. She could have shmiyah shabbos without the malachos. She's already young. She may time have me deal a kavod. The dolan shabbos to shigas malachos is the body night. If you can dami low, or Vilma dolan shabbos to shigas malachos. She could lay mukin damian. The shigas shabbos to the malachos is the body night. Young she may time he have me deal a kavod like you low.
So the Gemara doesn't know. This is also very just to get it on the record. What's interesting? They don't know which is
the question.
They don't know which is the question, but the question we have to figure out is also: is there a debate which is more obvious, which is a bigger kiddush? Right. Okay. So that we'll have to see the different views. So according to this formulation of the Gemara, the way the Gemara is asking it, how does it work out?
The first or the second one.
What?
The first formulation or the second one?
The Gemara is, does the Gemara have both sides equally?
They say either it could be a question of, we know he's in the Mechalagi and time, the question is,
yeah, right now it's equal. Yeah. We'll see in the continuation that you have the different Amoraim who think that they can go in either direction. The other way. Okay, go ahead. Okay, so that's the first one. That's the first Amora. That's Rabba. So Rabba says that Yom Shemin Atayim is obvious. You don't even need a libur for that. as for Shabbos is Kikufi Machlokin, that's more of a Kiddush. Okay. That makes sense according to you or not? Would you say, are you happy with that?
It could make sense. It depends why you do spend time with Machlokin or not, if that's something which is more like Rashi, which is practical, so you could say that and not something that's like Kikufi. If you understand, though, that it's more similar to Shabbos, you go for something more formal, then you would want to question why one of them is obvious and one of them is not.
Right. I think that's exactly the point to bring up. Good. Okay. Go ahead.
Possibly, that is obvious because Malachos is different than Damion, below Ki Dominei. Possibly, the body of Malachos is Malachos, Damion below Ki Dominei.
Okay. So you rejected both of them. Which means that Shabbos is Einan Ki Gupin Bukhlak. Go ahead. Okay, that's the diuk that our Mishnah doesn't believe in Shabbos is kugula. That's what the what was the basis of the two toasts in on our daf on some of the days. Like what would happen? If you change the Hava, and according to the Hava Mina, but still you have the Mishnah.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
The money, huh? You may Rabbi Raja, in a safe not trying to know Akas and Kaiba Akas. The Rabbi Raja are Kaiba, Kol Vavi Malakos, Kim Malakos.
Yeah.
I'll cheat the Rabbi Kim, you try now, see the Shabbos and the Malakos, keep the Yamas to make time having Yila Khalid. The other Shabbos, because Malakos, you divide, eat the group in Damien, the Kasha, the group in Damien. Vavi Malakos, Kim Malakos, Damien, the Kavaya, and Vavi Kimina.
Okay. So that's all Rabba. Okay, let's go, keep going. Amar Rav Abaye. Okay, so what do you make of this?
So, in the end of the day, they're all agreeing what the sheet of Rabbi Akiva is. The question is, what do we assume initially? So,
right, that's correct.
So Abaye is saying that even if we never entertain the possibility with Rabbi Akiva, Rufin Damian.
So basically, in terms of Abaye and Rabbah, in terms of interpretation of the Gemara, there's a difference. Mashmos Darshan Ikabinayu, in terms of the. But in terms of the hierarchy, there's also Barakas. That's what's interesting. Meaning, again, if you have to choose one or the other, Yom Shabbatai Havli Yom Akalek is much more acceptable. Even though here it turns out to be a Safek, there it was. That were posh that it worked. Here it's a suffix whether it doesn't work. In that sense, it's a difference. We discussed already that, according to Bali Tosis and the Ritva and some of the other Rishonim, especially Bali Tosis and the Ritva, but even according to some of the other Rishonim, the idea that there can be a mandam or says Yom Shemin Atayim, Lohavi Nidil Makalek, makes sense, according to Rashi. And Shabbos, of course, it's much more difficult, although it's still possible if you say you need to be a Sachet or certain other things. But that this Gemara is important because. This day is important because according to Abaye, that is the Safek. But at least in terms of the relationship between Yom Shemin Atayim and Gufin, Shabbos is Kegufin, that remains as it was before in the same hierarchy. Okay. Rav Chizda, of course, is the Kiddush. So basically, okay, Pashit, go ahead. So basically, in the end, Rav Chizda says that both are Makalik, the Yamim Shibin Atayim and Shabbos was Kegufin, so there's no Nachmin al Halacha, but Shabbos was Kegufin is more obvious. Okay. What's fascinating, of course, is then we could go on, but. Rest pertains to the issue of Rabbi Gamliel, which we discussed close to his different girsa and some of the implications, and they will get back to it. But then, of course, the Gemara Amud Beis on the Amud Aleph has a discussion of Nida and Yom Shabbat Atayim and so on. Okay. What's fascinating is that the Rambam, you know?
The Rambam, when he passed in the Mishnah, he passed in the Shabbos of the Gufin Damim, but only when it's also Malachim name Malachah.
Yeah. But the first thing to note is that the Rambam paskins like Rav Chizda at all. Most of Rishonim do not paskin like Rav Chizda. Again, you have 3 days in the Gemara. According to two of the three, Yomim Shabbat Atayim have an idea lechalek, but Shabbosos are lav kegufin. It's only Rav Chizda who says that both of them are mechalek. The simple reading of our Mishnah. In Kal Gadol, as the Gemara points out, the Gemara never retracted that, right? And even the Marshal was saying, maybe after we read our Mishnah in light of the Hava Mina, but we don't accept those Hava Minas. So the simple reading of our Mishnah is that it rejects Shabbos's Kegufin. Most Rishonim do not believe in Shabbos's Kegufin. The Rambam seems to be exceptional, both in Pirush Mishnayis and in Yad HaChazaka. In Chicago's, the Rambam says in both places that we paskin Shabbosos Kegufin Mechalkin. Basically, paskins Yom Shabbat Atayim Avnidi Lekalek, and Shabbosos Kegufin Mechalkin. Paskins like Shabbat Chizda. That's unusual in the Rishonim, and especially since, again, it doesn't work well with the Mishnah in Kol Gadol. And yet, there is an important discrepancy between the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis and Krisus and the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka, even in that, what did you say?
Even if it's the same Malacha, and you have
Yeah, there it's perfectly clear. In the sugya, it sounds that way. The sugya doesn't make the distinction that the Rambam makes at all. And the Lecha Mishnah in the in his comments, Paragzayin notes that he says if you look at the Gemara in Krisis, it doesn't say what the Rambam says. And if you look at Pirshei Mishnayos, the Rambam, you have it there, the different place. You have it, Yaffa?
In the beginning,
you can skip a little bit, but go ahead. You can skip a little, but you know, just the relevant lines. Yeah, those are very. So now does the Rambam Paschal like Rav Chisda, but the Rambam Paschal is like Rav Chisda, at least in Parashat Mishnayos, in a very confident and assertive way, I would say. Okay, go ahead. And again, that original line which you started with correctly, I'll just read it again. Shemeh Shabbos ki ishim harbe the gufim chalukim. Okay, continue. Okay, right. So basically, the point is that the Rambam paskens Gufin. The Rambam thinks that Gufin is more like Rav Chisda. That Gufin is more obvious than Yomim Shabbat Atayim, correct? It's also clear that the Rambam does not require different suros of the same halacha, and it's also clear that the Rambam is very comfortable in Pirshei Mishnayos, at least, saying that Shabbosos really are like literally like Gufin. And that alone, the Rambam, is important in his psak, in the strength of his formulation, in the fact that it's different than Yad HaChazaka too. Yeah.
In Kavach, so the Rambam formulates it like he does in Mishneh Torah. He changes it completely. Every place where he said Havara, Havara, Havara,
yeah.
In the old one, in Sivan, he changes it to Nata V'hirkech, V'hirkech.
Oh yeah, it could be. I have to look at it again. I don't remember from that, but it's the Rambam wrote Madura Shnia.
That's what everyone. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, this is not. I mean, sometimes there can be a mistake in the language. The difference between Kapach and Ibn Tivim can be a word here, a word there, which can sometimes make a big difference too. But if you're talking about this is not. So that's a Shinui. That means he changed his mind. Yeah. I mean, later on, it's known the Rambam wrote Mishneh Torah early, the Parashat Mishnayos early. And he revised it. So you're saying he came back to the Yad HaChazaka of you. Okay, very good. I'm glad you pointed that out. Either way, according to the Rambam is pretty much it's rare in the Rishonim for Paschkin Shabbos is Kegufin, but we have this discrepancy between Pirshei Mishnayos and the Yad HaChazaka. So now Tzvi is telling us that even if Pirshei Mishnayos is closed in itself, it doesn't matter to me. I'm interested in the fact that there was a Madura Kama as well. He's very, very confident in the Madura Kama of Pirshei Mishnayos that literally Shabbosos are Ki'ishim, Ki'gufim, and so on. The Avnei Nezer's father also noted the discrepancy and asked about it. I mean, the Lecha Mishnah asked about it from the Sugya, and the Avnei Nezer's father asked about the discrepancy itself, came up with an interesting answer, which we'll get back to. But this is a, I told you to look at this exchange in the end of Kol Shel Mishpat. It's a very fascinating exchange between father and son on the sugya of Shabbat Los Kibbutin and in general on these topics. So he asks this question on the Rambam particularly. He says, see if I can find it quickly. again, it's Kuf Peites, Os Beis. He says, you know, question number four. Kashal Rambam. The Lachor Sosa Mishnasa, the Pirish Mishnais Makris is Pirish Shabbos Kegufin al Malacha Achas. So Rambam Pirish Shabbos Kegufin al Harbe Malachos Me'ein Malacha Achas. Okay. So the father of the Amnezer assumed that the Rambam didn't just change his mind from Yad HaChazaka to Mishnah Torah. I'm sorry, to Pirish Mishnais, the Yad HaChazaka. But rather, he felt he was responding to, you know, to the problem of the Lechem Mishnah, namely the simple reading of the sugya is like the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos. So he felt, you know, that his challenge was to figure out why the Rambam felt that the sugya and krisus should be interpreted in Mishnah and the sugya and krisus go one way, but that l'halakha, since you have to integrate the sugya and Shabbos, in addition, you should come to a different conclusion. That you shouldn't just come to the conclusion that Shabbos is not kegufin, right? Which is the conclusion probably of the other Rishonim. After all, if you look at the Mishnah in Klal Gadol, that's the impression that you would get, as the Gemara in Krisus itself notes. Rather, the way the Avnei Nezer's father understood it was, the Rambam understood in Pirush Mishnayos that you have to read the Gemara Kachuto, like the Lechem Mishnah asks against the Rambam. He didn't deny that the Mishnah and the Sugya there was a few of the Osa HaMalacha, Osa Pu'ula, Osa Tzuras HaPu'ula, whatever you want to call it. He just thought, when it came to the Psak Halacha, he doesn't say it exactly this way, but this is what it comes down to, which is, you know, not an interpretation of the narrow Sugya and Krisus, but is based on the integration of the Sugya and Krisus and Sugya and Shabbos, that you have to adjust. And the question is, why? So, I'll hold off on that just for a minute. And he has this whole theory. But at least it's intriguing. Okay. So within the Rambam, basically what we have is the Psak, which is common to both places, the difference, the discrepancy in the Rambam. By the way, even if you hold the Kapach view, that could still be true. In other words, not that the Rambam changed his mind, but the Rambam later on didn't want to leave Pirush Mishnayos, something that he felt was wrong in the Halacha. There's always a methodological issue about the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos, right, to what extent it has to really align with the Psak Halacha, or really can be a local interpretation of that Mishnah. That's a question that comes up a lot of times. Okay. But we'll see what he means by that. I think basically we can identify three shitas in understanding Shabbos's kegufin. And that's what we want to do, and then we'll get back to the Amnezer and his father. The first one, I think, is the is very ambitious in one sense, and it's also less significant in another sense. That is the view of the Chidushei Haran. Yoni? Slav? You see it? On the side of the days? Yona? Everything has to be prepared. Yehuda? In a sense, you have the language there? Does anybody have language of the Chidush Haran? On some Zayin or Bez? Nobody has it here? No one has one of those, like, Kovates? Hopefully everybody read it, because it was a song. So. Do you have it?
I know it's not.
Oh, so you didn't write down the language.
Yeah.
Okay. So the if you look at the Chidush Haran there, which I'm assuming everybody has, so the Chidush Haran, like you just said, in a sense, is comparing to what? Yom Shemen in time happened Yediyah L'chalek, but not that he Shama, but Hayalo the Shema, Havale the Meida. Of course, it's a very big Chidush. It's a little inspirational, in a way, because we're talking about what? Shigigas Melachos, not Shigigas Shabbos. Right? I mean, Rashi repeatedly says that, you know, when he talks about Yom Shabbat at the time, Rashi says, well, you can't expect such a thing to apply to Shigigas Melachos, because, you know, if you're ignorant about the law, you're going to stand ignorant about the law until you learn about it. Right? Rashi is talking about L'shitaso, whether L'maisa you heard about it. Unquestionably, that's true. But the other is shown by extension. Let's say the Rashbam and others, or let's say the Ramban, I should say, Rabbi Yonasan, or especially the Ramban, Hoyalo Ladas, those kind of things. So, you know, it's good to say, you know, he should know, you know, Hilchazoreya, and he should know Choresh, and he should know Kotzer. And every week that he doesn't know is, you know, is a different failure, a different lapse on his part. But we can understand very well why one might not say that. You know, every week it's your obligation to know that today is Shabbos. And not knowing it is a further breach of Shmiras Yom HaShabbos. But, you know, if you're ignorant of a law, you know, until you find out about it, so, you know, it's the same breach. We wouldn't say that every, you might want to say every minute or every day, in a sentence. But then they're saying every Shabbos. So, in a way, the Kiddush HaRan is inspirational. Yisrael is saying every Shabbos imposes upon you kind of the obligation to know Hilchos Shabbos. You know, the Chayadam wrote a little sefer called the Zichur Toras Moshe. So he has a very nice little Hagdama. In Hagdama he says how, you know, it's incumbent upon, from a Talmud Torah point of view, it's incumbent upon us to learn Hilchos Shabbos every Shabbos. Okay. I know, is that like, you know, like Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag, and then, you know, Bichag, so you have that every Shabbos, whatever it is. So, according to the Chiddush HaRan, you know, every Shabbos that comes imposes upon us anew the obligation to be a, you know, a Shabbos expert of some sort. It's pretty frightening, but it's also inspirational. In any case, according to the Chiddush HaRan, it's a big, big assumption. I say it goes beyond the Chayadam's idea that it's the right thing to learn. You can actually define the Shkog on the basis of that. But once you accept it, because once you accept that big assumption, which is based on a certain conceptual view as well, about Yedias Prate Hilchos Shabbos, Kol Shabbos V'Shabbos, once you accept it and you say Havalei L'meida, so then, it's not difficult to understand why Shabbosos are kegufin mukhakim. That's basically what we're saying is that every Shabbos, with respect to Shigigas Shabbos as well, is a separate Shkaga. So there's, I say, a dual chiddush in the Ran. One is this idea that Kol Shabbos imposes upon us this obligation, which is a protei of the Shabbos, which I like. And the second is that that can break up the Shkagos. All along we've been making the suggestion that you know, how you define Shkaga may not be so practical. The toes that brings you there or the halachic toes. Lekula lechumra, right? I've said in some cases that there's a practical toes, but it doesn't count because it doesn't really have halachic significance. And in other cases, you don't have a halachic toes really, but it's considered one. You know, because of some halachic status. In other words, because you should be reviewing, you know, your Magen Avrams and your Tazes, never mind your, you know, Mishnah Berurahs and your Aruch HaShulchans, I guess. So, because you should be doing that, so not only should you be doing that, because you should be doing that, it constitutes a different Shkaga. Al Pidin. So it's also an affirmation of that concept of halachic shkagos. But in this case, l'chumra, not l'kula. Okay. Once you say what the Ran says, once you make those two big assumptions, that there is this concept you can break up shkagos by halachic obligation, and that there is a halachic obligation, so then in a sense, shabbosos kegufin mukhlakim end up being very, very proximate to yadim shebenetayim havin yadiyah l'chal.
How does the Ran in the Gemara, and this is from, well, this is bringing the question from Shitzur Mamiya, and the Ran of Tetzan basically is Yaman Aleph. where he says that when he finds a case of Torah Mechir, Well,
how does Bali Tosis read that tomorrow, too?
I hear your question.
Meaning, we'd already discussed Tosis's view of Yom Shabbat Taim and Tosis here on Tazayimu base. Apparently, there's a different gears on that Gemara. I don't know what exactly it is. There's some question the also should have this one the gears says. But you're right. I mean, for the Kedusha Ram, that should be more problematic. For anybody who holds that the that there's very little difference between Yom Shabbat Taim and Havdi Diyah Lecha conceptually and Shavasis Kegufin, that Gemara should be a problem. However, what one might say, ironically, is that even though we, because we're influenced by Rashi, because we're influenced by Abaya and Rabba, so we assume that Shavasos Kigufin is a bigger Chiddush, at least I do, than Yom Shabbat Taim Havin Yediyah Mechalik. And we also assume that Yom Shabbat Taim is much more practical, and Shavasos Kigufin is much more formal and legal. Right? But the fact is that according to the Chiddush Aran, or in light of the Chiddush Aran, in theory one could say the opposite. Right? So, once that's true, then it's possible to read that the discrepancy between the two is actually great, just that in the other direction.
Yeah.
Which might explain an opposite Girsa of that Gemara, which would help Tosis too. Maybe.
Well, one could we say that for the Ram, he's not holding a Rashi Yom Shabbat
Taim. No, maybe. Yeah. But he doesn't have to hold like what I think is if he holds like the Ramban, that would be fine. Havelei Lameda, in a sense.
I'm saying
don't need to say that it was an actual idea, but if he, right.
If by Shabbos is proven dominant, he holds like the Ramban, but by Yom Shabbat Taim.
Not Shabbat. You mean he holds. Oh, I mean like Ramban.
And by Yom Shabbat Taim he holds like Rashi.
Right.
Then maybe we could explain that.
But then it would still be something.
Only
you could say that. Correct. Okay. Yeah, something like that. And if you wanted to say the opposite, then you could sustain the opposite here. So that's what I was saying before. You're right. Okay. It's a very good point. It's a good point. So in any case, to sum up, the Chiddush Aran has this idea that Shabbos's Kegufin divides the number of Shkogos, essentially. It does that because of this Chiyuv Havelei Lameda, even on Prote Hilchos Shabbos, which I say is a very fascinating idea, and accepts this idea of halachic of Shkogos. Once that's true, so then theoretically the gap between that and Yom Shabbat Taim, if you take a more practical Yom Shabbat Taim being a din in Shkogos, in other words, they emerge as being very similar. Now, the fact that they emerge as similar doesn't mean that they're identical. We can still explain in the Gemara that one can be mechalic in either direction between them. But then the question that Ellie's raising, which is, what do you do with the Gemara of Gamliel, becomes an issue, except that, as I say, Tosfos has to deal with the continuation of the Gemara. You might have the opposite gears on the Gemara. There are other ways to handle that problem. Now, this idea that Shkogos, Mispar Shkogos, are also the basis for Shabbos's Kegufin is something that we find again a line in the Avnei Nezer as well, not the father but the son in Simon Kuf Tzadi Osvav. In this exchange, again, he doesn't bring it in to this issue, just he has this formulation, which is very interesting anyway. So like this, Hein Emes, did the Shigas Malacha. Remember Shigas Malacha, Yeshlomar the Kivin Shahaya B'Shtei Shabbosos, Shehein K'Shtei Mitzvos. A strong formulation. Two Shabbosos are two mitzvos. He's explaining Shabbosos Kegufin here. Kivin Shahaya B'Shtei Shabbosos Shehein K'Shtei Mitzvos. Af Shemalacha Achasi. See. As we'll soon see, you could say that if it's really Shabbos is Kegufin, so that means it's really Keshtei Malachas. Rashi is avoiding that. Choshev Keshtei Shkogos, Afshe Malach Achasi, Choshev Shtei Shkogos. Sharei Shogag Shemuter Lassos HaMalacha B'Shabbazu, the Shogag Shemuter B'Zu. Because halachically, each Shabbos stands on its own, as an independent mitzvah. Based on what? Based probably on the Gemara on Samech Tesam at base. Shmir will call Shabbos for Shabbos. Right? Which is actually the Gemara's, presumably the Gemara's Gzeres HaKasuf to explain Yomim Shem Benetayim HaVadi Yalachalik. But the point is that we understand that maybe that same limud could be used either in addition or instead for Shabbos's Kegufin. So the formulation of the Avnezer is interesting. Because there are two mitzvos, each Shabbos is an independent mitzvah, Avshem Malacha Achasi, Choshesh Shtei Shkogos, Shoshogak Shemut Alasa Malacha Shabbazu, Shoshogak Shemut Bazu. Veladami, I think the whole time, I never put this on. How do you like that? What's on?
You're much better. It
looks like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Veladami, unless you say it's Hashkacha, and everything I said now until now was just wrong. Could be also. Veladami l'shigas Shabbos, v'harbim v'lachos, on one Shabbos, right, you have your shogeg biyom Shabbos, and you do many malachos on that day. The chashiv chadash gaga, the Shabbos hu ikar, klal ha-mitzvah, v'kim sheshogeg v'haklal, ein lachshov shogeg al kol prat b'fnei atzmo. Came shekhasatosis, b'shogeg b'zeh o'b'zeh, the patim shum Shabbos ikar mitzvah. Of course, is the similar to the idea that I've been suggesting for Rashi and Tosis and Yom Shabbat Atayim and other things, a kind of what I call a kind of a kavlei b'drava minei type idea, namely when you're missing information about the ABCs or the foundation, so then the rest of it just doesn't register. That's how he explains the continuation. Saying if everything doesn't depend on ma'isa averos, it depends on halachic shkagos. So basically what he's saying is, why not say that on one Shabbos the different malachos are different shkagos? The answer is, you know, they're eclipsed by the single, more basic shkaga of not knowing that it's Shabbos. Okay. But his formulation Shabbos's kegufin here is parallel to the Chiddush Aran, at least, in that it's a din in shkagos. And it's the shkagos that al pidin break up. He doesn't say Havalei Lameida. He's saying it, you know, for slightly different reasons. Even more, actually. He's more halachasizing the shkagos. He's not saying the first Kiddush of the Ran, which I like very much, which is that every Shabbos is a separate obligation to be a Shabbos expert. But he is saying that Al Pidin, Shabbos's Kegufin break up into shkagos. Okay. The next sheet to look at is Rashi. Yehuda?
Rashi compares cooking the body to the cup of the
top. Yeah. Two places, two or three times, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead. We have it. Yeah. So that, of course, is very striking, too. There's nothing that twisted Rashi's arm, except maybe his discomfort with any other explanation of Shabbos's kegufin. But there's nothing in the text, in other words, that forces you to say that katzar b'shabbos zu, the katzar b'shabbos acher, is katzar b'taka. Now, of course, we mentioned this Rashi previously. We brought it in when we discussed, Yehuda?
It's a malachos.
Chiluk malachos, meaning...
it's 39 different things.
Yeah. And the Rashi and Ayin Beis on the Beis in Shabbos. So we noted that this works nicely with that view. Not the one in Sanhedrin, but the one in... Not a contradiction to the one in Sanhedrin, but in other words, Rashi in Shabbos, Ayin Beis on Beis, when he says that Kotzar v'tochan, the Gemara says Kotzar v'tochan is kechela v'dam, Rashi instead says that it's kegufin, kishne gufin. So this is the flip side in a way of that Rashi. There Rashi says that Kotzar v'tochan is two gufin, and here Rashi says that Shabbos's kegufin is Kotzar v'tochan. Now the truth is that one could disagree with either of the Rashi, or accept one and not the other. That's Kotzar v'tochan could be no more than Shnei Gufin. That doesn't mean that Shabbos's Kegufin is like Kotzar v'tochan. But of course, if you say both, you know, in the same sentence, you know, they definitely reinforce each other. The sense that you get is that Rashi is bridging the gap from both sides. Because on the one hand, he doesn't think, if Rashi had held that Kotzar v'tochan was Kelo v'dam, then he wouldn't have said what he said in Shabbos, and he probably wouldn't have said what he said in Priestess either. In other words, it would be hard for him to say that Shabbos is kegufin is like Chela Vedam. So, and he wouldn't want to say that that Katsa B'tachan, you know, is only Kishnei Gufin either. But since he holds that that Katsar B'tachan is not completely different Shemos Yisr, let's say different Maisa Veiros, Machaibim maybe, but not so different Shemos. Right, so therefore, in Shabbos, to compare to, he's a little hesitant to compare to Chela Vedam. He's more comfortable with Gufin. By the same token, because he holds Katsa B'tachan, you know, is more like Gufin, so saying Shabbos is to Gufin, because he has in view that, that you know, Katsa B'tachan is not an unreachable mashal, on the one hand. And he also apparently has the view that that Gufin, generally, Gufin Machlakim, are not just about separating Maisa to Maisa to determine that it's not a repeat performance. It's more than that. At minimum, a repeat performance or an additional performance. At minimum, what it is separate Maisa Veiros, halachic Maisa Veiros, maybe 39 different kind of Mechaibim, Maisa Veiros, maybe even Mechaibim. Not Shemos Yisur, but I would say perhaps Mechaibim. So because you know, you bridge the gap in both directions, you're able to achieve what Rashi has on Ayin Beis and Beis in Shabbos, and also this Rashi increases. Although again, you could say one without the other. I think either one without the other is a chiddush in its own right. Both together are a chiddush. There's a certain inner consistency if you want to put them really, really together. But what this highlights again is that Gufin may be about more even than certainly not nothing to do with Shkagos. Separate Shkagos, doesn't sound that way at all. It doesn't even sound like it's separate Maisa Veiros. It sounds like it is separate Mechaibim. Almost knocking on the door of separate Shemos, but of course not quite achieving that. Okay. Now, according to Rashi, the gap between Yom Shabbat HaTayim Ha'am Yediyah Mechalek and Shabbos Kaguf and Mechalekin is great indeed. Especially if you want to compare, you know, Yom Shabbat HaTayim Ha'am Yediyah of Rashi and Shabbos with Shabbos' Kegufin of Rashi increases. As we mentioned at the time, Rashi increases itself is not as explicit as Rashi and Shabbos. Rashi increases could be interpreted the same Mistama or Al-Pidin, it's considered as Yad HaShemua. More in line with you know, what Rashi says on Daf Kupayom and Aleph, you know, about the being Yeshos Bayom enough that he should have heard in the interim, that kind of a thing, rather than actually we believe that he heard it. Okay. But certainly, even with Rashi increases, even with projecting that it's the equivalent of having heard it, the point is it has nothing to do with Shabbos Kegufin. And the point that Eli made a couple minutes ago, which is, that doesn't sound in the Gemara as if there really is a fundamental difference between the two in the Gemara's discussion of Rabbi Gamliel, of Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir. The answer is for Rashi, that gap works out well. Okay. The third sheet, as we noted, is the Rambam. Okay. So, as we already noted, the Rambam not only interprets, but also paskins. In Pirshim Shnais, it sounds like the Rambam has a great Madura Kama, we'll call it now, has a great comfort level with Shabbosos being kegufin, ki'ishim. It doesn't sound at all like he thinks of Katsa V'tachan, and it doesn't sound at all like he holds like the Ran, that it's different Shkagos. It sounds in the Rambam, Naftali, how would you say it? What's your instinct? Shabbosos kegufin means what, according to the Rambam? Not Shkagos. Shlomo? Yeah, it sounds a lot like different Maisa Veiros. It's a way of being Mechalek, the Pu'ulos of the Maisa Veiros. Not different Mechaibim, but different Pu'ulos. Therefore, the comparison to Ishim, him being comfortable with that, is consistent. In Mishnah Torah, because of that, we can appreciate the need for something additional. Now, the Rambam in Mishnah Torah is telling us that in addition to Shabbosos Kegufin. You know, Shabbosos Kegufin is only going to express itself when there are other physical differences as well. Because there's the tendency, on the one hand, there's something different here. On the other hand, there's also too much continuity here. In other words, it's almost like the Rambam is saying that if you could break away from viewing this as a repeat performance, it's a bit of a chiddush in the Rambam this, or as a simply ribui yashiurim, you know, then we could look at it as a separate ma'isa avera too. Well, let me say it that way. If it's not a repeat, then it could be independent. It's certainly not a continuation, either way, because there's a whole Shabbos in between. In a sense, let me take a step backwards. On the one hand, Rambam Pirshim Shayis says it's Ge'ishu, right? Because the Pashtos of Gemara, that's the way it is. There, apparently, the Rambam felt there was no need for even Shinui Tzura, because it's simply different by Sadeus. Once it came to Mishnah Torah, so the Rambam was apparently much more queasy about this whole idea of Shabbos Kegufin. The question is why? I mean, when it comes to Ishanida, we say Gufin, even though there's no difference in Surah. One Bais of the Yilah, the Rambam says in Pirshim Shnayis. I think the answer is because in Ishanida, Gufin also represents different Bechayvin. And since it is different Bechayvin, right, Kol Echad is Muzar, right, the husband and the wife, or the Isha and the Isha. So we're dealing with different Mechayvim, so even if the point isn't, you don't need Mechayvim to break up Chataos, but the point is that there are different Mechayvim, that certainly breaks up any sense of repetition of the Pa'ula. Can't be considered a repeat if it's a different Mechayvim. But when it comes to Shabbosos, apparently you need help to extricate this pattern from being a pattern of repetition. And I'm guessing. And therefore, you need a different surah. And of course, the unstated comment here, which is it's obvious, is, after all, the difference between Me'ein Oso Malacha is not big enough to create Chiluk Chatos on Shabbos itself. It's only the combination of Shabbos Kegufin plus the Shinui Tzura that does it. So it's almost as if, you know, we want Shabbos Kegufin to work, but we can't justify it as long as it looks like a repeat performance. So to break up that perception, but in this case it's a perception which creates a certain halachic reality, to do that, we need a different surah, even though al pidin, it's the same balacha, and that's where the Rambam gets Shabbos Kegufin. But, of course, the other interesting thing is the point that we made previously, right, according to the Rambam, like the Ran, but for totally different reasons, there's a parallel, strong parallel between Yamim, Shabbat Atayim, and Shabbos Kegufin. In that the Rambam has the same approach of Shinui Tzura, not only for Shabbos Kegufin, but also for Yamim Shabbat Atayim, that's number one. But by the same token, a certain inner consistency in the Rambam, and that is in Parakei Hilchos Nida, as we said before. In Parakei Hilchos Nida, Hilchos Shkagos, Halacha Hei, when it talks about the equivalent of Yamim Shabbat Atayim and Nida, there too the Rambam says it's like Gufin. So it's the Rambam. If you look at the pattern of Yom Shemini Atayim and Shabbos Kegufin in the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Shkagos, and you add to that his intriguing comment in Perek Hay that equivalent of Yom Shemini Atayim is also Gufin, so the total effect is to say that the Rambam felt that this is all one and the same principle, which actually I think works out well for the following reason, because the Rambam has to explain what he does with the Mishnah and the Sugya and the Shabbos. And the question that arises also is, I mean, again, this discrepancy between Pirush and Mishnayos and the formulation of the halacha, or the second version of Pirush and Mishnayos, if you will. So I think the point is that the Rambam understood in Madura Kama, Shabbos is Kegufin, take it as is, meaning Shabbos is Kegufin alone separates and creates a separate Ma'is HaVeir. But it could be, from that point of view, that Shabbos is Kegufin is even more obvious, this is what Pizza says, Shabbos is Kegufin is more obvious than Yomim Shevei L'Tayim. But once you want to integrate the Mishnah in Kol Gadol into the picture, and that, on the contrary, projects Yom Shevei L'Tayim and implies that Shabbos is Kegufin, no. So even if you end up passing Shabbos is Kegufin, yes, but you don't have on the one hand you're passing Rav Chisda, on the other hand you have the implication of the Mishnah in Shabbos. So the Rambam understood that basically you have to redefine Shabbos is Kegufin in order to justify that it could be the equivalent of Yamim Shevei L'Tayim. And that's how the Rambam, for both, came up with this equation of, I'm speculating, that's how, for both of them, the Rambam came up with this unusual idea that there has to be a Shinui Tzura, so it isn't a repeat performance, and then you can have the distinction of Shabbosos for both cases. And one for the, whatever it is, the Chiyuv Yedia, or the breaks of the Aveira because of Yamim Shevei L'Tayim, Shigas Shabbos, and the other on a Shigas Malacha level, to be viewed as different Averas. So it could be that the Pirush Mishnayos L'Chud, and focusing on the Sugya in Krisus, in other words, and Rav Chisda, and if you pass like Rav Chisda, which is what Ram is talking about anyways in Pirush Mishnayos, but in terms of the total picture of Halacha, if you want to integrate the two Sugyas together, so then you, it's hard to pass him like Rav Chisda. Again, most Rishonim didn't pass him like Rav Chisda. Now, of course, in addition to that, one should also note that the Rambam in general has this idea that there is something called Me'ein Osa HaMalacha. Right? That's another ingredient here. Other Rishonim, by and large, we'll get to this when we discuss Avos and Toldos more fully, but for most Rishonim, there are Avos and there are Toldos. And anything that isn't a Tolda is an Av, and if it isn't exactly the case in the Mishkan, so it's identical to it in every way that's important. Right, it's rare among the Rishonim, the Rambam has this idea of there being, you know, the Av that was in the Mishkan, and then the Ein Osa HaAv, and then Toldos. So given that he had this perspective, the possibility, you know, of, again, where did he get it from? From the language of the Mishnah in Kol Gadol. Right? Mishnah says, Asa Me'ein Osa HaAv. So most of the Rishonim interpret that means Tolda. The Rambam took it literally, both in Hilchos Shabbos and in Hilchos Shkokos, some might add, and said that there's something called Me'ein Osa HaAv. So that's another piece, I think, of the puzzle here. The Rambam believes that there's something called Me'ein Osa HaAv. The Rambam believes that if you want to integrate everything, then somehow Yom Shevei L'Tayim, Av Yedia L'Chalei, Shabbos and Kegufin have to be on the same level. You can't just paskin against the Mishnah that Shabbos is Kegufin. The answer is that the Mishnah is not talking about the different surahs. The Mishnah is talking very clear-cut cases. Shigigas Shabbos, Shigas Malacha, Shokeach Ikar Shabbos, in all the cases you don't say Shabbos is Kegufin. But if you had the Shinui Tzura that the Rambam is talking about, if you had that between different Shabbosos, so then in Al-Qadani, there would be a diuk in the Mishnah against that. The Mishnah is against, you know, the straightforward Shabbos is Kegufin. But the Shabbos is Kegufin with the twist that it isn't the repeat of Ma'is HaAveira, that one is not excluded at all by the Mishnah. That's a suggestion. The Avnei Nezer's father had a different suggestion. So he has the following idea. Anybody get a chance to read it? I did sign it, right? No one read him. Boycotted the Amnesia and his father. Don't like the father, you like the son. You don't like the son, you like the father.
Yeah. So
one of them. Such an interesting exchange. Brian, you didn't see it? Somebody who's modest who saw it? Okay, so you know what? I'll stop here. You should look at it. I'll tell you which pieces to look at. Save you the trouble. Although, you know, it's always good to read through things because you can find other things. But when time is at a premium, look at what you can do is Sinim Kuf Pei Tes. Look at Osios. Os Gimel. Gimel Dalid. And Hay. I'll say Gimel Dalid, Hay, and Zion. Gimel Dalid, Hay, and Zion. Very quickly, then. I'm just going to work very quickly. Gimel Dalid, Hay, and Zion. He sums it up again in Yud Ches. And there's an interesting discussion in Tezayin. By the way, the Yom Shemini time Avi Nidia L'chalek, I mentioned this in that context too, that he wonders whether there's a kasuv about Nida to say Yom Shemini time. That's Pei Tes Kof Beis. We discussed that. How the Avi Nezer's response to his father, that's Simon Kuf Tzadi, Os. The one I just read was Os Vav. But also very interesting, well, there are many things that are interesting, but I'll limit it to what we want to speak about tomorrow. Look also at Kuf Tzadi Aleph, Os Aleph. But mostly I want tomorrow to to go through the other cases of Guf and Mechlokin to see whether or not in the other case of Guf and Mechlokin it's really Mais Averas or Mechaibim in particular, something more than a Mais Avera, something closer to Shemos Iser. How does that fit into the other Gemaras of Guf? But let's do it really quickly because I want to move on to the definition of Shogeg and then Bahalik Bamidbar. Except that this is something that is generated separately at the shop. It is the same idea, but it's a question of where you draw the line. I'm saying because it's a key, separate key, called Shabbos and Shabbos.